Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Today is being honored as Earth Day. Here are some facts that the politicians, bureaucrats, and sponsors of today's activity don't want you to know. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency tracks 6 common air pollutants. They are ground-level ozone, particulate matter, carbon monoxide, lead, sulfur dioxide, and nitrogen dioxide. These pollutants can harm human health or damage property. From 1970 to 2020, the EPA reports that these 6 air pollutants have dropped 78%. This huge improvement in air quality happened despite the increases in population, the economy, vehicle miles driven, and energy usage. The EPA also reports that overall greenhouse gas emissions today are still below the levels they were 3 years ago. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported that in 2020, Michigan residents and businesses relied on fossil fuels for over 61% of our electricity. Nuclear energy provided another 28%. To replace both of these sources of electric power would require that almost the entire state of Michigan be covered with wind turbines and solar panels. At current technology, that concept isn't even feasible. 3 years ago, the Wall Street Journal published an essay revealing that to build one single wind turbine requires 900 tons of steel, 2,500 tons of concrete, and 45 tons of non-recyclable plastic. Building a large quantity of wind turbines would require massive expansion of the mining and refining of metals and rare earth minerals. California-based nonprofit Environmental Progress points out that, quote, solar panels create 300 times more toxic waste per unit of energy than do nuclear power plants, unquote. The United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change notes that if the planet's temperature rises a maximum of less than 7 degrees Fahrenheit by the end of this century, that will depress global gross domestic product by only 0.5% to, at most, 8.2%. The worst result is still less damage than the people of the planet have suffered in just the past year. As you hear doomsday predictions today, ask, what is the rest of the story not disclosed? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.